好，我感谢主，让我们再有一次的机会，可以一同聚集在这个地方。
Praise the Lord that we have another opportunity that we can gather here.
好，我这次在主面前寻求的时候，主给我的负担呢，就想和弟兄姊妹来一同交通一点关于生命的事。
As I was seeking before the Lord as to what to share during this conference, He placed a burden in my heart concerning life.
我想用一个简单的题目啊，就是讲到持定永生。
I want to use a simple title, which is called Lay Hold of the Eternal Life.
那这次聚会呢，我们一共有三堂。
And this time we will have three messages altogether.
我想头一天我们和弟兄姊妹交通，要如何重视这个生命。
And the first day, we will share about the emphasis of this life.
第二天呢，我们要交通如何来追求能进入丰盛的生命。
And the second day, we shall share about how to pursue and enter into this life.
第三天呢，我们要讲到如何来持定这个永远真正的生命。
And the third day, we will share about lay hold of what is really life.
我想今天晚上呢，我们先来交通这个重视这个生命。
And so the first day we will share about the emphasis of life.
我请弟兄姊妹和我先一同来读几处的圣经。
Let's read several scriptures together.
我们先请看约翰一书。
Gospel according to John chapter 1. Oh, I'm sorry, 1 John.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章
First John chapter 5
十一节到十三节
Verses 11 to 13
这见证就是神赐给我们永生这永生也是在他儿子里面人有了神的儿子就有生命没有神的儿子就没有生命我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人要叫你们知道自己有永生
And the witness is this that God has given us eternal life and this life is in his son He who has the son has the life He who does not have the son of God does not have the life These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the son of God in order that you may know that you have eternal life
通常我们都以为这些话呢，只是对着一些还没有信主的朋友们来讲的。
Oftentimes we believe that these words are written for the unbeliever friends.
但是使徒约翰告诉我们说呢，这些话是写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人。
But John here tells us that these words are written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God.
也就是写给我们这些已经做基督徒的。
In other words, these words are written to us who are already Christians.
我们再请回头看约翰福音。
Now we turn back to the Gospel according to John.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章第二十六节。
And verse 26.
因为父怎样待自己有生命，就赐给他儿子。也照样在自己有生命。
For just as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself.
我们再请看约翰福音第十六章。
John 16.
约翰福音第十六章第十三节。
John 16 verse 13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白。一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
But when he, the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我们就读起。 念的那一句啊，因为是生命圣灵的律。
Romans 8, verse 2, the first half. For the law of the Spirit of life.
我们最后呢，请看加拉太书。
Lastly, we turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians 6.
加拉太书第六章第七节和第八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，我们都很清楚，我们的天父差遣他的儿子到世上来，要做一件很重要的事，就是把生命带给人。
But sister, we all know very well that God has sent His sons to earth to do a very important task.That is to bring life to man.
这也是主耶稣基督到地上来的最主要的目的。
And this is also the sole purpose why Jesus must come to this earth.
我们都很清楚，约翰福音第十章第十节的话说，主说：“我来了是叫人得生命。”
We're all very familiar with John 10:10 that I've come so that you might have life.
神借着他的儿子把一件最宝贵的东西赐给我们。
And God has given us the most precious thing through His own Son.
那就是神的生命。
And that is God's life.
弟兄姊妹，神不仅把这个生命赐给我们。
Brother and sister, God not only has given us this life.
神希望我们能够重视这个生命。
He also wants us to emphasize on this life.
能够珍惜这个生命。
That we may treasure this life.
我们看见在同一个世纪。
We see that in the first century.
那般跟随主耶稣基督的人。
And for all those brothers and sisters who follow the Lord Jesus,
他们从主得着这个生命。
They have received this life from the Lord.
他们成为生命的拥有者。
And they are the possessor of life.
他们也非常珍惜，非常重视，也很会享受这个生命。
And they treasure this life, and they also enjoy this life.
并且更重要的，他们跟随这个生命的感觉，跟随的非常的紧密。
And most importantly, they follow closely to the feeling of this life.
因为他们知道这个生命是得来不易的。
Because they know how difficult it is to receive this life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读四福音书的时候，我们就晓得。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the four Gospels, we will all understand.
特别那班门徒们。
Especially for the disciples.
他们曾经有三年半的时间跟随主耶稣在地上。
They have followed Jesus for 3.5 years.
他们亲眼看见我们的主如何在地上为我们受羞辱。
And they seen with their own eyes how Jesus bore shame for us.
他们也亲身经历主耶稣基督如何为我们受苦。
And they also experienced how Jesus has suffered for us.
人弃绝他。
How men despised him.
轻看他。
Forsaked him.
不要他。
And rejected him.
并且到最后他们亲眼看见耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。
Even to the end, they saw with their own eyes how he was crucified on the cross.
我想从月节的晚上开始。
From that night of Passover.
一直到主耶稣基督钉十字架。
Till the time he was crucified.
这一段的时间。
And for this period of time.
对于门徒来讲，他们经历了从所未有经历过的一件事。
And they have experienced something which they never experienced before.
他们看见他们所爱的这位耶稣基督。
They watched this Jesus whom they loved.
从生活在一起，那样看顾保守他们的主耶稣基督。
The one that they have lived together, the one that care for them.
遭受到那个极其残酷的一个对待。
And how he was treated so very cruelly.
他们看见他们怎样在那里那些人审判他。
They saw how did the people judge him.
怎样吐唾沫在他的脸上。
And how they spit on his face.
怎样用手掌打他。
How they strike him with their
hands. 怎样给他戴上荆棘的冠冕。
And how they had put a throne of crowns
on his head. 怎样的冷嘲热讽。
How they blasphemed against him.
最后呢，把他钉在。
finally they nailed him on the cross.
我想这每一个过程,
For every step of the way,
对这些门徒们来讲,
was like a big hammer striking on their heart. And it has made such a big impact.
哎呀,
Maybe their heart were full of pain.
They
were also filled with disappointments.
他们在那里, 看见耶稣基督人这样子对待他。
There they saw how men treated Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
尤其是主约翰,
especially for Apostle John. He was the disciple that followed him until the foot of the cross. He saw how Jesus was hung on the cross, full of bruises and wounded for us. Brothers
and sisters,
the disciple walked through this process. So when they received this life from Jesus, they know how precious is this life. They know what a great price the Lord Jesus paid so that we can receive this life today.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
That's why, brothers and sisters, that they can treasure this life. And they place such emphasis on this life. And for the rest of their life, they dare not leave this precious life. They also follow this life closely.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果今天我们不能明白 主耶稣基督是如何经过这些苦难才把这个生命带给我们。
Sister, if today we do not understand how Jesus has go through all this suffering in order to bring the life to us,
我们很难重视这个生命。
Then it will be very difficult for us to place any kind of emphasis on this life.
我们都晓得近代的医学,
We all understand about modern medicine that it is different than before. If today a mother was going to give birth to a child,
这个医生呢,
and the father will, I mean, the doctor will ask the father to come into the room. Formerly, all the fathers spend this birthing process outside.
他只等着抱孩子。
He's only waiting outside to hold the baby. He doesn't know what the pain that the wife must suffer in order to deliver the baby. And so now they ask the father to come in so he can experience and see.
这样一方面呢，可以叫他呢，这个能够体会一点这个做母亲的人的生产的痛苦。
On one hand, so that he may understand how much the mother must suffer.
另外一面呢,
On the other hand, he would treasure this child even more.
我想弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
今天虽然我们没有亲眼看见耶稣基督为我们受苦的这种光景,
although today we did not see how Jesus Christ was hung on the cross for us,
但是门徒们记下,
But the disciples have recorded what they have seen with their eyes. What they have seen, they have preached to us.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brother and sister, that's why we need the Holy Spirit to shine upon our heart. Paul can be probably called the second generation saint. Because he never followed Jesus physically. On the way to the Damascus, he received revelation of Jesus. But in his experience, He also treasured this life. So today we have the Word of God.
在里面的开始。
We also have the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在灵里面所看见的是一种的光景，一点都不会比当日门徒们在现场所看见的那个光景要差多少。
Brothers and sisters, what we can see in the Holy Spirit will not be any less than what the disciples have seen with their own eyes.
愿我们能够像当初的圣徒们一样的来珍惜这个生命。
May we treasure this precious life just like the saints.
很可惜。
Unfortunately,
今天我们在地上的教会里面。
Today in our earthly church.
我们看见大多数的基督徒。
We see that for the majority of Christians,
虽然我们也是生命的拥有者,
although we also are the possessor of this life,
但是弟兄姊妹们, 我们不一定都是生命的跟随者,
yet not necessarily that all of us are follower of this life.
并且呢, 我们今天感觉真正跟随这个生命感觉跟随紧的人呢, 似乎也不是太多。
And we also felt that there are not that many people who follow this life closely.
所以今天我们许多的时候在主的跟前，我们的光景显出来非常的软弱。
So many times our life displayed before the Lord is one that is weak.
教会的光景也显出来的是非常的软弱。
And the church also manifests its weakness.
使徒们到晚年的时候。
And when the apostles in their advanced age.
当他们的生命越成熟的时候。
And as their life mature even more.
你会看见他们越重视这个生命。
You discover that they place a very heavy emphasis on this life.
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒得着这个生命，是我们基督徒在经历上最基本的一件事情。
But sister, in order to gain this life is the most basic thing for all Christians.
但是这个最基本的事情也是最重要的一件事情。
And this most basic thing is also the most important.
所以你看见，你无论读约翰的书信，读彼得的书信，读保罗的书信。
So whether you're reading the epistles of John or of Peter or even of Paul,
他们都是非常重视这个生命。
And they all place a great emphasis on this life.
也可以说他们经历了几十年之后，经过许多环境上的变动。
After decades of following the Lord Jesus and experience Him,
也经过他们自己本身在主面前许多的转变。
And also through so many turning points before the Lord.
但是到最后我们看见没有一个使徒是在生命的道上是迷失的。
We see that not one disciple have left from this way.
这是多么重要的一件事。
This is such an important thing.
今天我们看见很多人跟随主。
Today we see many people following the Lord.
跟随主的年人不太多已经在生命的道上迷失了。
Even though they haven't even walked on this way for a long time, yet they have already lost the way.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们需要接受主的话在我们里面给我们一个重新的提醒。
We need to accept the word of God to, as a new reminder in our hearts.
所以我们特别感谢主。
So we especially thank the Lord.
使徒约翰在他晚年的时候
And John in his elderly age,
他写了约翰福音和书信。
He wrote the epistles of John.
有很多读经的人说
Many people who read the Bible
约翰所以写约翰福音的原因
The reason that Apostle John must write 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John
是为了来对付那些异端和邪说的
It is so that he can challenge those people who preach heresy
因为在同一个世纪还没有结束的时候
Because even at the, not towards the end of the 1st century
在神的百姓中间已经出现了一些异端。
There were already many heresies among the children of God.
而这些异端呢，特别攻击主耶稣基督神儿子的圣位。
And these heresies especially attack Jesus being the Son of God.
我们知道当时一个很有名的一个异端呢，就是所谓的诺斯底教。
And we know at that time there was one man who is especially famous. His name is Nordis.
Gnostic, 这个诺斯底教啊，是专门来攻击主耶稣基督的圣位。
And he especially attacked position of Jesus Christ.
他们要贬低
the person of Jesus Christ. He wants to lower his status.
讲他不是神的儿子。
And preach that he is not the Son of God.
所以因此呢，约翰起来写约翰福音，就说明说耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And for that reason, John rose up to write the three epistles to claim that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
当然，当初约翰写这个书信的时候呢，可能有一部分的这个意义是针对这个。
And possibly John did write epistles for this reason.
但是当我们仔细的读的时候呢
，Yet when we read these epistles carefully,
我们发现约翰写约翰福音和他的书信。
We discovered that John wrote the gospel according to John and the three epistles.
更重要的是对教会。
That he plays a much more emphasis on concerning the church.
因为对教会那个不注重生命，他做了一个非常严厉的指示。
Because he gave us a serious reminder of how these churches do not place an emphasis on this life.
所以我们可以看见在约翰的书信里面这个生命这个词啊，他用的是最多。
And that's why we discover in all his writings that he mentioned the word life many times.
因为在约翰还没有过去之前
before John died,
他已经看见当时神的百姓中间呢已经有许多偏离的现象。
He saw many, many children of God have already left the way.
这些偏离的现象呢主要是因为什么呢他们忽略那个生命。
And the reason they left the way is because they do not care for this life.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
当教会一忽略这个生命的时候呢
When the church look lightly upon this life.
教会的生活很容易的就落在一种形式自居。
It is very easy for the church to be fallen into rituals.
仪式传统。
And to fall into tradition.
习惯教条。
And all the rules.
宗教的行为
and all the religious activities.
所以外表是一切都是人工的东西。
We have all these outward man-made things.
弟兄姊妹，你会看见吗？今天地上的教会犯同样的错误。
Friend, sister, you will see that today's church have made the same mistake.
今天地上的教会同样陷在一种严重的情况之下。
And today's church also have fallen into this serious mistake.
所以今天教会在地上。大部分都很注重所谓的恩赐、口才、知识。
And so most church place such emphasis on talent and abilities and knowledge.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你什么时候一注重恩赐、口才、知识的时候，你可以仇敌留下非常容易攻击的机会。
Whenever you place your emphasis on concerning talents and eloquence and knowledge, you have given the enemy a ground to come in.
各样错误的东西啊，很容易就出现。
All kinds of mistakes can come in easily.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天主借着约翰提醒我们要重视这个生命。
Today, God used John to remind us once again that we need to treasure this life.
我常常想，也许今天为什么今天神的儿女们这么样的忽略生命？
I often think to myself, why is it the children of God often look lightly upon this life?
可能头一个原因呢，就是我们觉得得来太容易。
Maybe the first reason is that we think it is so easy to receive this life.
所以因此呢，我也常常感觉，今天地上教会，我们在传福音的事情上面啊，我们好像都是求着、劝着，让人来得生命。
I felt that when we share the Gospels to people today, we often beg and beg for them to come to accept this Gospel.
当然这个我们态度上面来讲是没有错的。
Of course, our attitude is correct.
因为我知道一个人如果不信主，将来后果是非常严重。
Because we know the consequences when they do not accept this life.
但是有的时候呢，可能造成错觉的。
But sometimes we gave them a misconception.
我们说你信耶稣吧，你接受生命吧。
Because when we tell them, please, please believe in this Jesus and accept his salvation.
所以他说，哎，好吧，好吧，我就接受吧。
And the people will say, okay, okay, I'll just accept.
最近我常常就发现一个现象。
This is something I discovered lately.
有的人得救的时候，他觉得他的得救很给主耶稣面子。
And I felt that some people who are saved, they thought that they have given faces to the Lord Jesus.
像我这样的人都信耶稣了，这个。基督教很有光彩。
Look at me, a person like me, I even accept him, then I have given glory unto this Christianity.
因此我不晓得耶稣基督要把这个生命给我们，他付上了何等重大的代价。
Friend, sister, we need to remember what a great price Jesus has paid in order to give us this life.
而今天的教会在地上呢，大部分。 许多的时候的讲论也不太注重生命。
And yet often the church today do not teach concerning life.
当然这其中有很多的事物在其中也是一个很大的干扰。
Of course, there are many things that distract us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以教会什么时候在对于生命的事情上我们忽略的时候。
Whenever the church has looked lightly upon the matter of life.
教会会产生非常大的难处。
Then the church will experience great problems.
所以我们在主的救恩里面。
So under the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道主的血流血赎罪赦免我们，这是重要的。
We know how it is important to know that His blood cleanses our sins.
更要知道主所做这一切有一个重要的目的，要把生命赐给我们。
But we also remember that God, Jesus had done all this for one reason, is to give us His life.
我想今天在座的每一个弟兄姊妹，我们都已经是重生得救的人。
I'm sure all brothers and sisters who are sitting here today, you have already been saved.
主已经把这个生命给了我们。
That God has already given this life to you.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们特别接受使徒保罗的话。
But brothers and sisters, we must accept the word of Apostle Paul.
因为他在约翰一书里面告诉我们说呢，他这个话是写给我们这些信奉神儿子之名的人。
Because in 1 John he tells us that he has written these words to you who believe in the name of the Son of God.
叫我们知道我们里面有永生，有生命。
So that we will know that we have eternal life within, and we have his life.
这个生命对于我们来讲实在是太重要。
Brothers and sisters, this life is truly important to us.
我们可以说呢，今天呢，所有一切的事物都从这个生命来开始。
We can also safely say that everything begins from this foundation.
如果没有生命的话呢？
Without life,
什么属灵经历、什么事物都不可能存在。
It is impossible for any other spiritual experiences to exist.
因此，我们看见圣经叫我们重视这个生命要成为一切事物的基础。
So the Bible shows us that this life must be the foundation for everything to begin.
就今天我们在我们的属灵生活里、侍奉里，每一件事情都应该是从这个生命出来的。
Even for our spiritual service today, it must be born out of this life.
然后呢，我们看见我们的生活侍奉呢，就是为了彰显这个生命。
And then our life and our services is to manifest this life.
圣经中提到耶稣基督许多的美德，提到他的能力。
The Bible had mentioned so many beautiful characters of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这一切的事物都包括在这个生命里面。
And all that is included in this life.
而这个生命今天已经在我们里面。
And today this life is in you.
要从我们的生活侍奉中间要把它显出来。
It will be revealed through your service and through your life.
最后呢，弟兄姊妹们，
Lastly,
我们看见每一个属灵的经历，
Every spiritual experience,
最终显出来的那个结果应该是生命。
The final manifestation of that spiritual experience is life.
如果显出来的结果是生命的话，
If the final manifestation is life,
那就从我们今天在地上我们一生历史的一个真实记录。
And then that becomes the true recording of our history today.
也可以说每一样事物的那个经历的结果最后出来都应该是生命。
Every spiritual experiences that you have must have a result of life.
当我们读这个约翰福音的时候，
As we read the Gospel of John,
我们几乎可以发现约翰把每一样属灵的经历都跟这个生命连在一起。
We see John ties every spiritual experiences to this life.
比方他这里说，他说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
For example, he says that the life in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
基督徒的蒙光照啊，就是最后的结果是什么？是生命。
When the light comes to us, then the result is life.
我们晓得今天呢，在各宗教的里面，
We know that today in all the religions.
他们也很重视这个人里面的这个开启。
They also emphasize upon this revelation.
你比方说，今天佛教徒他们很重视所谓的顿悟啊。
And for example, the Buddhists, they also emphasize on nirvana.
Suddenly understand.
They also emphasize on understanding. That all of a sudden they had this inspiration. But sister, this is just an activity of your mind. But the enlightenment of Christians are not just activity of the mind. It will give birth to an end result, which is life. For example, in chapter
4,
we know that Jesus Christ is that living well that brings us the living water. Today, when we are thirsty, we will drink some water to quench our thirst. But for this living water that Jesus has given us, not only quench our thirst, but it also gives life. And for example, in chapter 5, it talks about reading the scriptures. The end result of reading the Bible is to gain life. To read the Bible is not to gain knowledge. Jesus had told us clearly. You want to read the scripture, you must come to me to receive life. And the chapter 6 talks about the food. The heavenly food. And this heavenly food not only satisfy our hunger, but the end result of taking in the food is to give life. And that's why he is the bread of life. In chapter 6, he also said that you can drink of my blood and eat of my flesh. And those who eat of me and drink of me shall receive life. Brothers
and
sisters, we know today at the Lord's tables meeting, we will eat of him and drink of him. That is not just one of the activities in all meetings. We know that a table meeting that we have is not just a meeting of remembrance. We know the Bible tells us to remember him. But it is not just an outward remembering of him. You need to have the end result of life. Then you have truly eaten of him and drunk of him. In chapter 6, he also said that my word is the spirit. If the Lord truly has spoken to you, then you will receive life. In chapter 8 says, those who follow me shall receive life. Light. If today you follow the Lord Jesus, if you truly follow him, then you will receive the end result of life. In chapter 12 tells us the commandment of the Father is life. And in 17,
他说这个认识你独一第三节认识你独一的真神并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督这就是永生之生命。
And this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. In verse 3,
真正对主的认识会产生生命。
Those who truly know the Lord will have a result of life. And Paul also tells us in Corinthians, and to know the Lord Jesus Christ will have an end result of aroma. And this aroma will cause some to die and some to live.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么要追求认识神呢？
Why do we need to pursue to know him?
认识主耶稣基督呢？
Why do we need to pursue to know the Lord Jesus?
越有丰盛的生命。
Because the more we know him, the more abundant this life becomes.
那第二十章告诉我们，
In chapter 20 tells us,
我们因他的名得生命。
We have received life because of his name.
在约翰一书的里面，
And in 1 John,
因为也讲到这个见证就是生命。
It also tells us this testimony is life.
就是讲到代祷也是生命。
Even intercessory prayer is life.
所以你看，在约翰的书信里面，他把所有的经历都跟这个生命把它连在一起。
So you see in epistles in the book of John, he has connected all experiences to life.
所以今天我们追求主最后的结果是不是真正出于主，看他是不是生命。
Today, when we pursue the Lord, if you want to see if it's truly out of the Lord, then you need to examine whether you have life or not.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主把这个生命给我。
He has given us this life.
也让我们经历这个生命。
He also let us experience this life.
得到这个生命。
Also that we can receive this life.
即使将来啊，我们进入永世的时候。
Even when we enter into eternity.
弟兄姊妹们，你所得到的奖赏也是生命。
But and sister, the reward that you will receive is also life.
啊，雅各书曾经这样讲过，我们得生命的冠冕。
James tells us that we will receive crowns of life.
启示录二章也讲，就是神要赐给生命的冠冕。
Revelation tells us that God will give out the crown of life.
他以生命做冠冕。
And that he crowns us with life.
这个可能叫有很多基督徒很失望。
This probably will disappoint many Christians.
因为我们老是想着将来可以戴个金冠冕。
Because we want to wear a golden crown.
到那一天你会发现没有这个金冠冕。
But that day you discover it is not a golden crown.
神乃是以生命做冠冕。
But he crowned you with life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天这个生命在我们身上是多么的重要。
Today this life is so important in our life.
T. Austin Sparks 曾经这样说过啊。
And brother T. Austin Sparks have said,
他说在新约圣经中间有一个次序。
In the New Testament there is an order.
这个次序是什么呢？
And what is this order?
它就是生命、
life、
历史、
history、
解释、
explanation。
那生命我们容易懂啊。
We understand what it means to have life.
其实这个历史呢，就说明我们的经历。
And the history speaks of our experiences.
这个解释呢，就是我们的见证。
Explanation is our testimony.
So, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天主已经把这个生命赐给我们。
Today, God has already given us this life.
我们要按照主的话给我们的教导。
And according to the word He has given us and the teachings,
让我们的生活，让我们的侍奉和敬拜，每一样的事物都能从生命这个点上出发。
We need to allow our life.Our ministry and everything that we do come forth from this life.
主在马太福音第七章
In Matthew 7,
曾经讲到要我们进窄门走小路。
And God wants us to enter into the narrow gate.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样能够进窄门走小路呢？
How can we walk on that small way and then enter the narrow gate?
呀，很多基督徒领会说，我们今天只要不爱世界，不要这个，不要那个，弃绝这个，弃绝那个，那么我们就是进窄门走小路。
Many Christians thought that today, as long as we have forsake this or forsake that, then we have entered the narrow gate.
别人能做这个，我们不能做啊，我们就很狭窄。
Other people can do this and we cannot do this, then we become very narrow.
我们的路就很小了。
Our way becomes very narrow.
那弟兄姊妹们，你仔细的读主的话。
But sisters, when you read his word.
他说你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大，进去的人也少。引到永生，这个永生，那个永字有没有？引到生命的那门是窄的，路是小，找着的人也少。
Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And many are those who enter by it, for the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it.
清楚。
So this, his word is very clear.
告诉我们那些真正进窄门走小路的人，他们是跟从生命的人。
And those who truly follows, those who truly enter by the narrow gate are the people who follow him.
跟随生命。
They followed life.
如果他们能够紧紧的跟随生命，弟兄姊妹们，你就看见你的门是窄的，路是小的。
If you truly follow life, then you discover that the gate is small and the way is narrow.
并且主还说，找着的人很少。
And the Lord also tells us, few are those who find it.
啊，今天真正愿意循着窄门小路跟随主的人。
And today, for those who truly wants to find a small gate and a narrow way, there are very few of those people.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们只要紧紧跟着生命的感觉走。
If we follow the leading of the life closely,
自然是进窄门走小路。
Then you will enter into the small gate and walk on the narrow way.
所以，主给了我们生命。
God has given us His life.
因此呢，不要忽略这个生命。
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon this life.
既然它是个生命。
Since this is a life.
它是个活的。
It is living.
基督徒不是跟着规条、跟着制度、跟着人的教导走。
Christians should not follow any kind of rules or regulations or any teachings.
如果你稍微注意一下，你看见这个生命在你的里面会给你指引。
If you pay attention, you discover this life is within you, and this life will lead you.
当初神要把这个生命赐给我们的时候。
When God intended to give us this life,
我们从圣经可以看见了，神对于生命呢，它有很多的限制的。
And we found that God has put many limitations concerning this life.
特别当我们读创世纪第一章的时候。
Especially when we read Genesis 1.
我们看见神创造了各式各样不同的生命。
We discover God has created all kinds of life.
那其中有一句很重要的话叫做各从其类。
And one verse that was important is this, all according to its class.
啊，我们知道这个就是一个限制。
We know that this is a limitation.
这个限制呢，就是主要是为了什么？有一天神要把他自己的生命赐给我们。
The reason he placed such restriction on life is because one day he will give us his life.
那么就是这个生命是跟其他的生命之间它是有不同的。
And it tells us that this life will be different than any other life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道是这个生命乃是借着耶稣基督所赐下的。
And this life was given to us through Jesus.
那么我们人有人的生命。
Man has a life of man.
那我们从前没信主之前呢，我们就是跟从自己生命的感觉。
And before we believe in the Lord, we just follow our own feelings.
但是现在呢，弟兄姊妹们，你蒙恩得救之后呢？
But right now, you are saved.
你不是跟从你原来就有生命的感觉，而是跟从里面有新生命的感觉。
You no longer follow the feelings of your former life, but you follow the feelings of this new life within.
约翰福音三章六节有很严厉的话。
And John 3, verse 6 tells us.
他说，从肉身生的就是肉身。
And those that's born of the flesh is a flesh.
从灵生的就是灵。
But those that is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit.
我们看见这个生命是有明确的一个界限在这里。
We see there's a clear division in this life.
所以今天如果我蒙恩得救之后，我们还循着旧有的生命在努力的生活，你不可能产生属灵生命的结果出来。
And today, if we still live according to all the habits of our old life, then we cannot have the end result of new spiritual life.
并且呢，我们看见这个使徒保罗呢。在他的话里面也给我们有很重要的提醒。
Paul also reminded us through his words.
在刚才我们读的加拉太书第六章里面。
In Galatians chapter 6 we just read.
他告诉我们说呢，这个不要自欺。
He says, do not be deceived.
神是轻慢不得的。
God is not mocked.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
But whatever a man sows, this he will reap.
顺着情欲撒种的必从情欲收败坏。
And for the one who sows in his own flesh will from his flesh reap corruption.
顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天主给我。 生命。
And today our Lord has given us this life.
我们要顺着圣灵的意思来撒种。
We need to sow to the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，它就会产生那个属灵生命的结果出来。
And then you will reap eternal life.
所以在我们的一生的生活里面，我们要很非常注意，到底我们种下去什么东西。
So in our daily life, we need to know what we are sowing every day.
今天我们都很中国人常常讲这个种豆得豆，种瓜得瓜。
The Chinese have a saying, if you sow beans, you get beans. If you sow melons, you receive melons.
你种下去豆子，你绝对不可能长瓜。
Whatever you sow, you will not reap another thing.
你再怎么样的希望也是不行的，对吧？
No matter how much you hope, you will not receive another fruit.
你种下去这个豆子。
You sow a bean.
你天天都希望它长瓜。
And every day you wish that it will become a melon.
你给它加肥料，给它灌溉。
You fertilize it, you water it.
你说你希望长瓜。
He said, become a melon, become a melon.
就到最后长出来还是豆子。
But the end result, you will still reap beans.
所以你知道，今天我们在属灵侍奉上，很多人做这样的事情。
But you know, many people are doing that in your spiritual life.
哎呀，我们觉得说我们这样做了，那样做了，希望产生个属灵的果效。
We thought that we have done this and done that so that we can have a spiritual life.
那弟兄姊妹们，你种下去什么，就一定长什么。
But brother and sister, whatever you sow, that's what you will reap.
所以我们要很小心。
We need to be careful.
因为很多生活中事物都是生命，你种下去它一定要长的。
Many things in your life is concerning life. Whatever you sow, that's what you will reap.
将来到主回来的时候啊。
When our Lord returns one day,
圣经也讲是收成的时候。
The Bible tells us it's the time of harvest.
这个中国人有一句话讲说，这个自食其果。
The Chinese have another saying that you eat your own fruit.
我们这一生呢，我们都不知道种下去多少东西。
In our life, we don't know how many things we have sown.
可能都不是出于主的生命。
Probably most of them are not from God's life.
所以到主回来的时候啊。
So when he returns,
主说你看这一大堆都是你种的。
The Lord will say, look, you have sown all these fruit.
你自己享受。
You can enjoy it yourself.
甚至中国人讲那个自食恶果吧。
The Chinese also said that you will eat your own bad fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是
evil fruit.
这个是非常严肃的一件事情啊。
And that is something very serious.
所以保罗告诉我们说，不要自欺。
That's why Paul says, "Do not be deceived."
神是轻慢不得。
God is not mocked.
我有时候想到这些话，我就很害怕。
Sometimes when I consider these words, I am full of fear.
因为我们过去这许多的年，不知道种下去多少错误的东西。
Because in all these years, I don't know how many mistakes I have sown in my life.
所以若是主今天光照我们。
If the Lord shine upon us today,
弟兄姊妹们，我们要求主赦免拯救我们。
We need to ask Him for forgiveness and to save us.
所以呢，今天呢，你种下去什么，如果出自主的生命，弟兄姊妹，它长出来一定是主的荣耀。
Brother and sister, if today what you sow is from the life of God, then you will reap the glory of God.
所以属灵生命、属灵事物的最后的价值，也是用生命做衡量。
And the final value of spiritual life is also measured by life.
在基督徒的生活里面，
in our Christian life,
或者教会的事物里面，
or in the church life,
什么东西都可以作假，只有生命是不假。
Everything can be falsified except life.
这个世界上，这个真真假假的东西很多。
In this world, there are so many things that could be truth, could be false.
我们常常被这些假的事物欺骗。
And we're often deceived by the false things.
有的时候，这个假花看起来比真花还真。
Sometimes the fake flower looks more real than the real flowers.
这个真是叫你这个真假难辨。
And it's so difficult for us to discern.
今天在教会里面呢，也是一样，充满很多假冒的事物。
And even in the church today, there are many things that's fake.
但是，什么东西都可以假，只有生命是不能假冒。
Everything can be fake except our Lord, except His life.
你种下去什么，它长出来一定是什么。
Because whatever you sow, that's what you will reap.
你看在使徒们的书信里面
，You see in the epistles of the apostles。
在同一个世纪，你看见教会里面这个假的使徒，就有多少？
Even in the first century, there are so many falsehoods。
在哥林多后书一章十三节告诉我们有假使徒。
And the First Corinthians tells us there are false apostles。
这个马太福音第七章。里面告诉我们说有假先知
and in Matthew 7 tells us there's false prophets
这个哥林多后书十一章里面告诉我们还有假弟兄连弟兄都可以假
and Corinthians it tells us there are false brothers even brothers can be false
彼得书信里面告诉我们有假师父
and Peter tells us there are false teachers
马太福音二十六章里面告诉我们有假的见证
And Matthew 26 tells us there are false testimony.
弟兄姊妹们，更厉害的，在马太福音二十七章告诉我们有假基督，连基督都能作假。
And even in chapter 24 of Matthew tells us there is false Christ.
所以你看见在同一个世纪啊，当圣徒们在教会中间服侍时候，能遇见这么多虚假的事物。
You see, in the first century, as the apostles minister in the church, there already arose so many falsehoods.
照样就是在今天这个时代里面。
In the same way, at the time that we live in today,
在教会中也充满着很多虚假的事物。
The church is also filled with falsehoods.
我们都晓得，如果你跟随假的事物，到最后一定受亏损。
We know that if you follow falsehood, at the end, you will be the one that lost.
这些假使徒，他们也有权，也能行神迹，能行异能。
These false apostles also can perform work of miracles.
这些假先知，他们也可以说预言。
And these false prophets can also prophesy.
那些假师父
，and the false teachers
有错误的一些事物也能教导人的。
They can also teach you in falsehood.
有的见证根本就是假的。
Some testimony are already fake.
但是我们也很难分辨。
And yet it is hard for us to discern.
今天在这个时代中，真的有人称他自己是基督，也有很多人跟从的。
And today there are many people who call themselves Christ, and they are followers.
我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这一切的事物都可以假冒。
All these things could be false.
但是唯有一件事情不能假冒。
But one thing cannot be a false.
你读圣经的，你也读不出假生命啊，没有这个字。
Because when you read the scripture, you cannot find a false life.
只有这个生命是真的。
Only life is true.
你今天呢，拿了很多这个种子来给我啊。
Today, if you bring me many seeds,
那么我也不会分辨。
I cannot discern.
看看都是黑黑小小的。
You look at them, they're all black, they're all small.
啊，你告诉我这是番茄。
You say, oh, this is tomato.
啊，那么我也不知道。
I don't know.
啊，那么怎么办呢？
What do I do?
啊，很简单。
It's very simple.
啊，你说番茄吗？
If you say this is tomato,
那我们来种种看。
Then let me plant it.
啊，我们把它种下去。
I will sow it into the ground.
种下去，过两天长出茄子出来了。
And 2 days later, if I get eggplant out of it,
那我就知道你错了。
Then I know you're wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，如果我们不知道怎样跟随这个生命
，Brother and sister, if today we don't know how to follow this life,
哎呀，我们是何等容易受欺骗
！It is so easy for us to be deceived.
我常常感觉呢，神的百姓呢都是善良百姓。
I often felt that the children of God are always very good.
常常有人呢，怎么一说，哎呀，我看见很多人就哇，这个掏心掏肺的就跟着了。
And yet, whatever other people say, they will just follow wholeheartedly.
哎呀，考虑都不考虑的。
They don't even consider.
哎呀，等到跟随那段日子之后呢
？After they follow for a while,
发现错误。
They discover it is falsehood.
哦哦。
They just say, oh oh.
发现错误。
It is wrong.
结果很多的年日不能浪费。
And they have already wasted many years.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这个末了的时代。
Brother and sister, in this end time,
我们知道仇敌在地上的工作要比以往要来得更厉害。
We know that the enemy's work is even more severe than before.
神儿女们在这些事物上说的分辨越来越困难。
It is becoming more difficult for the children of God to discern.
只有当我们里面紧紧跟随生命。
Only when we follow the life closely.
这个生命。 造假不了的。
Friends, sisters, this life cannot be faked.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
And this is very important.
那弟兄姊妹，我们晓得今天呢，神把这个生命首先是放在他儿子耶稣基督的里面。
We know God has placed this life first in His Son, Jesus Christ.
这个是一个最大的一个保护。
This is the greatest protection.
所以圣经约翰很清楚告诉我们，这生命在他儿子的里面。
And John tells us clearly that this life is in his son.
当然，这个生命在他的里面，这个里面包含很多意义啊。
Of course, it means there's a lot of meaning when he says in him was life.
一方面来讲，就是这个生命它有一定的范围，有一定的形象，它有一定的内容。
And this tells us this life has a certain boundary, limitation, and form, and content.
所以神首先把这个生命放在他儿子里面。
So God first placed this life in his own son.
他的儿子就是这个生命的范围。
And his son becomes the boundary for this life.
生命的形象。
His son becomes the image of this life.
生命的内容。
And he is also the full content of
his life. 然后主耶稣基督呢，就道成肉身来到地上。
Then the Lord Jesus through incarnation came to earth.
他不仅把这个生命带来了。
Not only he has brought us this life.
他也在肉身中间呢，把这个生命呢，把它彰显出来。
But in flesh, he also manifests this life.
所以他的生活、他的工作、他的一举一动都表明这个生命。
So his life, his work, and all that he does.Represented this life.
所以弟兄姊妹，这也是主耶稣基督来成为人的一面重要的意义。
And this is also why it is so important that Jesus must become man.
就为什么要到地上来成为人？
Why does he need to become a man on earth?
他就是要在人的肉身中间来显明神所要赐给人的生命。
It is so that in this fleshly body that he can manifest God's life.
所以他的道成肉身是一个榜样。
So his incarnation is an example.
告诉我们，那从万有之上而来的生命到底是怎样的一种生命。
To tell us and show us what this life is like that is from the Almighty.
然后借着十字架，他就把这个生命整个释放出来。
And through the cross, he has completely released this life.
让千千万万的人得到这个生命。
So that all of us may gain this life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们今天就成为这个生命的拥有者。
Brothers and sisters, today we become the possessor of this life.
所以圣经要求我们以基督作为模型，作为榜样。
The Bible tells us that he must become our mold and our example.
能够把生命彰显出来。
So that we may reveal this life.
这个彰显就是见证。
And this revelation, this manifestation is testimony.
今天教会在地上，我们应当注重道路。
And today the church must place emphasis concerning the way.
我们也应当注重真理。
We also need to place our emphasis on the truth.
但是这一切呢，都是为了什么？达到生命的彰显。
But all these is so that.The life may be manifest.
所以主在约翰福音十四章第六节的话，很出名的话，告诉我们说什么？他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”
And that's why Jesus said in John that He is the way, He is the life, and He is the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在地上，我们是这个生命的见证人。
Today we're also the testimony for this life.
所以我们要做见证，我们必须跟着这个生命走才行。
If we want to bear testimony, we must follow this life.
你必须注重这个生命。
You must treasure this life.
让这个生命在你的里面能够被显明。
And allow this life to be revealed through you.
那我们知道神的心意是这样。
We know that God's heart's desire is this.
但神也知道我们非常的软弱。
But God also knows that we are very weak.
他知道我们呢，这个不容易重视这个生命。
He knows that it is difficult for us to place emphasis on this life. And we also do not know how to manifest this life.
我这发觉今天人呢，有个不要说不重视这个生命，连他自己的生命他也不重视。
I discover many people who does not place any emphasis on the spiritual life. They don't even care about their own life.
我觉得我们人的生活越来越降低。
And we have lowered our living standard. All we think about daily in our mind is what to eat, what to wear, what to do, and how to play. Friends, sisters, this is the people of this world. But Christians should not be like that. We need to know that God has given us a precious life. We know that we become precious because this life is in us.
我们天上的神呢,
and our Heavenly Father knows our weaknesses. In order to help us, He sent down the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
因为这边圣灵不仅是这个生命的引进者,
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit not only brought in this life, because we are born of the Spirit.
并且呢,
He's also the guidance of this life.
我想作为基督徒啊,
I think as for a Christian,
我们有几样事物的关系,
we need to know the relationship of certain things.
这个基督、圣经和圣灵之间的关系,
we need to know the relationship between Christ, Bible, and the Holy Spirit.
我们晓得主耶稣基督呢, 他是神的旨意的成全者,
and we know that Jesus has inherited God's will. Because God's will is for Him to bring this life to man. And through incarnation, He has accomplished, He has fulfilled God's will. He is the wheat that was buried in the ground. And from that wheat, many heads will grow, many grains will grow. And when He has accomplished all these things,
始终彼得也告诉我们,
and Peter also tells us, after we're saved, we receive this life that's incorruptible.
虽然它是一个种子,
even though this is just a seed.
但是弟兄姊妹,
and yet within the seed, it contains all the fullness of Jesus Christ.
所以当你手中如果拿着一个苹果树的种子的话,
if you hold an apple seed in your hand, plant it. So that it may grow.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
today, through the birth of the Holy Spirit, He has already given us the seed of life.
然后圣经呢, 神给我们, 就是未来告诉我们,
and then God gave us this Bible.
什么是,
tell us,
什么是神的旨意?
He tells us what is His will.
其实呢，也是解释我们，解释告诉我们，这个生命是什么样的一种情形。
It also explains all aspects of this life.
然后弟兄姊妹们，圣灵呢，就进来怎么样，做真理的灵，引我们进入实际。
And then the Holy Spirit enters into our heart, becomes the Spirit of truth to lead us into all reality.
他不仅进来，弟兄姊妹，让我们重生得救。
Not only He comes so that we can be born of the Spirit,
并且呢，他要把我们引到这个生命的丰富里面。
But He will also lead us into the fullness of this life.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
罗马书第8章第2节告诉我们,
and Romans 8 verse 2 tells us,
圣灵呢，是赐生命的灵。
The Spirit is the Spirit of life.
他说, 圣灵是赐生命之灵的律,
and it is the law of the Spirit of life.
这句话呢,
how can we explain this verse?
有时候我就觉得保罗的话实在很难懂啊。
Sometimes I find Paul's writings very difficult to understand.
所以为这句话我自己想了很久啊。
And for this verse, I gave much thought.
我后来我有点这样的领会啊。
And now I have this understanding.
他就圣灵呢,
the Holy Spirit according to the law of God.
也就是圣灵呢,
and the Holy Spirit revealed to us the principle of God's word. Whenever the Holy Spirit comes to open up the word of God,
就怎么呢? 藏在基督里面的那个丰盛的生命就被释放出来了。
And all the fullness of that life that is hidden in Christ Jesus will be released.
所以这就告诉为什么今天我们基督徒需要读圣经呢？
And this is why that all of us today must read the Bible.
你越读圣经，你越得光照，你越里面充满基督的生命。
The more you read the Bible, the more you will have light in your heart, and the more you'll be filled with the life of Jesus.
圣灵越光照，我们越知道我们所得着的生命是何等宝贵的生命。
The more the Holy Spirit shines His light in our hearts, the more precious we will find about Lord Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
当我们读圣经的时候
，When we read the scriptures，
我们不能读那光读在一个肤浅的层面上。
We cannot just read the superficial of this Bible.
因为神给我们的生命实在是太丰盛。
Because He has given us such rich words.
如果你浅浅的只尝到这一点，神的心不能满足，你也不会满足。
If you only taste of the surface of this word, you will not be satisfied.
你要不断地接受圣灵在你里面的引导。
You need to continue to receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
不断地把两句话解开。
And continue to allow the words to be opened.
不断地把基督里面的丰盛释放出来。
And continue to release the fullness of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你的这个生命就开始了，不断地往上生长。
And then your life will continue to grow.
你就像一个种子嘛，你种下去之后啊。
It would just be like the seed that was so, planted.
苹果树的话
，if you're an apple tree.
啊，种下去之后，它开头是长出来一点小小的芽，对不对
？If you're an apple seed, in the beginning, it just grow a small shoot.
但是你不以这个为满足吗
？You would not be satisfied just with this little sprout.
继续的浇灌它。
So you continue to water.
慢慢的开始长大。
And it will grow.
长到一个满树的这个果子啊。
Until the day that it becomes a full tree and full of fruits.
一棵树啊，如果结满了果子，那真是好看。
You know, it is so beautiful to see a tree full of fruits.
今年呢，我家后面的那个梨树哈。
And this year, the pear tree in my backyard.
从前呢，好几年它都不结果子。
And for many years now, it has not borne any fruit.
今年呢，不知道碰到什么东西了呢。
And
I
don't know what happened to the tree this year. All of a sudden, it is filled with fruits.
就它里面好像那个生命啊，突然发旺，这个整个像爆炸性的这么出来了。
It seems like the life within him all of a sudden was awakened and grow explosively.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这是巴望圣灵在我们身上一个工作啊。
We really pray that the Holy Spirit will work in us.
能够把圣经中所有一切真理的话，通通把它解开来。
That He will open up all the word of truth to us.
把神隐藏在基督里面所有的丰富，通通把它释放出来。
That all abundance, all the fullness that God has placed in Jesus Christ will be released.
所以你看，我们写诗歌的人说啊。
And the psalmist will say.
就是渴望圣经中所有一切的真理都能应验到我身上。
I desire that all the truth written in the Bible will be fulfilled in me.
就是什么？那个真理的本身就是能够把生命释放出来。
And that truth will release life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们作为一个基督徒。
As a Christian,
我们要重视神所给我们的生命。
We need to treasure this life that God has given us.
我觉得我们需要重新一次接受使徒约翰这份知识给我们重要的启示。
Once again, we need to receive the reminder from Apostle John.
我觉得他的话语虽然是非常的简单
，although his words are very simple，
但却是非常的重要。
But it's very important.
愿主把我们所有的注意力啊，能够从今天外面的许许多多的这些事物，重新转回到这个生命上面。
May God turn all our attentions back into Himself.
让我们知道，我们的主把这个最宝贵的一件事物给我们。
So that we may understand that God has given us the most precious thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们要好好的来珍惜它。
And we need to treasure it.
也好好的能在其中能够享受它。
We also need to enjoy it.
并且在主面前真正的重视它。
And before the Lord place a heavy emphasis on it.
每一个弟兄姊妹啊，就是生命的拥有者，我们要成为生命的紧紧的跟随者。
Every brother and sister who are the possessor of this life must follow this life closely.
我再说，今天呢，我们不是没有生命，我们已经有这个生命。
I say one more time, today it is not that we don't have this life, we already already have this life.
我们也不是说不跟随这个生命。
It is not that we don't follow this life.
但是就是跟随的不够紧。
But it is because we haven't followed it closely.
我们跟随的实在太松了。
We are so loose in our following of the Lord.
所以，基督在教会中间，在我们自己的生命中产生很多的问题出来。
And that's why we see so many problems in our life and in the church.
所以我们盼望这一次呢，在主的跟前和弟兄姊妹们一同来注意。
I want to we want to pay attention together this time.
就是把我们的注意力摆在生命上。
And once again, turn our focus upon this life.
今天晚上呢，我想头一堂啊，我们先交通一下这个生命的重要，就能够让我们大家一同来重视生命。
And tonight, as the first sharing, we will just share about the importance of this life, so that together we can treasure this life.
我们请基督一点祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你是何等的爱我们。
Because you love us so much.
主啊，你到地上来，为我们受尽了一切的苦难。
Lord, you came down to earth to endure all the suffering for us.
你流血，你舍命。
You shed blood and you gave up your life.
最主要的目的就是把你的生命赐给我们。
So that we may receive your life.
亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord, we truly confess that our shortcomings. Although we have received this life, yet we have not placed any emphasis upon this life. And so that this life cannot be manifested through us. It seems as if we cannot even enjoy this life. We pray that you have mercy on us. You know that many of us treasure this life. May you cause all of us to rise up to treasure this life. Especially in this chaotic world today. And that the enemy has rose up many falsehoods in the church. And many people have lost in all these things. Lord, we thank you. We know that only this life cannot be faked. So we want to live in this life. That we can live in your truth. That we will not waste any of our years on this earth. Lord, keep us. Give us grace. And place us in the light of your words. Once again, we commit these words into your hands. May you remind us deeply. We give you all our worship. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.